All right, listeners, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're tuning in to the world of ham radio.
All right.
But we're not just talking about like your granddad shortwave setup. This is a deep dive into the online presence of one ham radio enthusiast, in particular, Abdulhafiz Kashgari in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
And you actually sent this one in, right?
I did, yeah. It's a fascinating blog, I gotta say. I was really drawn in by the mix of like the technical aspects of ham radio and then like his personal stories and reflections on being a ham radio operator in Saudi Arabia.
The blend of Arabic and English immediately jumped out at me. Like, it's a little window into how global this community is.
It really is. And, you know, it makes you realize that, like, online communities aren't this brand new thing. You know, ham radio has been connecting people across borders for over a century.
Wow. Before we go too deep into Abdulhafiz's world.
Yeah.
His blog post is from December 21st, 2012.
Okay.
So over a decade ago at this point. Mm-hmm. Could you give us a quick rundown of what ham radio actually, I ask?
Sure, yeah. So at its core, ham radio is using radio waves to communicate with other people. It's a two-way communication.
Right.
Unlike, you know, just listening to a radio broadcast.
Right.
The real appeal of it is that you get to build your own equipment. You can connect with people all over the world. And sometimes ham radio operators even play a vital role in emergencies by providing communication when other systems are down.
So it's technical, it's social.
Yeah.
And potentially life-saving.
Exactly.
I'm already hooked. Okay, back to the blog. The fact that it's bilingual, that was a big clue.
Yeah.
It really highlights how ham radio goes beyond just language and borders, right?
Absolutely. You know, you can be talking to someone on the other side of the planet, and even if you don't speak the same language, you have that shared passion for radio. It's a powerful connector. I actually had this incredible experience where I connected with a ham radio operator in Japan during the 2011 earthquake.
Oh, wow.
We couldn't speak each other's languages, but we were able to share critical information about the disaster just using our radios.
That's amazing. Okay, scrolling through his blog, I see links. Like, my ham radio gear, 7Z1CQB beacon, QSL7Z1CQ. These sound like a secret code.
Uh-huh. Yeah, ham radio definitely has its own lingo. But it's not that hard to decipher. My ham radio gear is probably where Abdulhafiz shows off his equipment. You know, the radios, the antennas, everything. 7Z1CQB beacon. This refers to an automated signal that he transmits. A beacon is basically like a little radio lighthouse. It sends out a signal with his call sign, location, and other basic info.
I see.
Other operators can use it to test their equipment or to get an idea of how radio waves are traveling at that moment. And QSL7Z1CQ, that's all about confirming contact. It's like a digital postcard that you exchange to prove you made contact with another operator.
Oh, that's cool. It's like a whole system of protocols and customs.
Yeah, exactly. It's a community with its own traditions and etiquette.
I also see a link titled Amateur Radio in Saudi Arabia, in both Arabic and English. That makes me realize there's a whole local history and community there.
There is. You know, every country where ham radio has taken root has its own unique story. You'd probably find stories about early invaders in Saudi Arabia, how the equipment evolved over time, and maybe even unique challenges or opportunities that operators face in that region.
And here's where it gets even more interesting. Abdulhafiz has social media buttons on his blog.
Oh, really?
Like, he's connecting this old school communication technology with the modern online world.
I love that. It's like a bridge between these different eras of communication. It just shows how passionate hobbyists always find ways to connect and share their enthusiasm.
So from this deep dive into 7Z1CQ's blog, we've uncovered this glimpse into the world of ham radio, the tech, the global community, the history, the online presence. It's clearly more than just a hobby.
It really is.
It's a subculture with its own language, its own traditions, and its own global reach.
It makes you wonder, you know, what other unexpected communities and subcultures are thriving online, hidden in plain sight? I bet there are tons of them just waiting to be discovered.
You've given us a lot to think about. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
My pleasure.
We'll be back soon with another fascinating online world to explore. Until then, happy surfing.